Welcome to CasinoReviews.net's gambling news brief. Hear this week's top stories. Cambodia's Supreme Court confirms prison sentence for casino strike leader. Cambodia's Supreme Court has confirmed a lower court's 2-year prison sentence of Chim Sathar, the leader of the labor rights-supported Union of Khmer Employees, LRSU, of Naga World, Cambodia's largest casino complex. Sathar was convicted of incitement to commit a felony, according to Cambodian law, when she organized a strike at the casino almost 3 years ago. The strike began in December 2021, protesting the layoff of 373 employees and alleged union-busting tactics by the casino. Gaming industry execs confirm online casinos are the future. The digital transformation of the gambling industry has been a topic of significant discussion among industry executives. It appeared at the SBC Summit North America on Wednesday, with several well-positioned industry executives convinced that online gambling is the future. The consensus is clear. The future of gambling is inexorably linked to the online world. This shift is not just about the convenience of placing bets from the comfort of one's home, but also about the vast potential for innovation that the digital platform offers. Labor Day hotel occupancy rates see major rise in Macau. According to data from the Macau Government Tourism Office, this represents a rise of at least 19% when compared to last year. This significant increase underscores a strong recovery in the tourism sector, reflecting growing visitor confidence and enhanced travel facilities. The data highlights not only a rebound from previous downturns but also suggests a sustained trend of growth as new attractions and improved services continue to draw tourists. Roughly 3 million people entered and exited Macau over the 5-day Golden Week holiday, and 41% of these people were tourists. Discovery of fake chips in Macau casino leads to arrests. The Macau Judiciary Police recently dismantled a sophisticated operation involving counterfeit casino chips. The police's action led to the seizure of 585 fake gaming chips, each with a face value of 10,000 Hong Kong dollars, 1,279 United States dollars. Assisted by casino security personnel, the Judiciary Police apprehended 5 individuals suspected of belonging to the gang at the casino. However, at least 3 alleged accomplices managed to escape the scene before they could be apprehended. New gambling regulations published by Brazilian Ministry of Finance. Brazil's Ministry of Finance has recently issued new regulations that will oversee the nation's burgeoning regulated sports betting sector, which is poised for imminent launch. Detailed in an ordinance published in the Federal Official Gazette and issued by the Betting and Prizes Secretariat, these rules are designed to guarantee the integrity and security of the sports betting industry. The new gaming regulations are part of a broader effort to create a robust legal framework that supports fair play and protects consumers within this rapidly expanding market. New York bill would authorize online poker. Online poker is on the radar in New York. On May 7, New York Senator Joseph P. Addabbo Jr. introduced a significant piece of legislation, SB 9226, which could transform the landscape of online gaming within the state. After previous attempts to pass more comprehensive iGaming bills failed to garner sufficient support, Senate Bill SB 9226 takes a more focused approach. It hopes to carve out a niche for online poker without the inclusion of other forms of gaming. PAF introduces stricter loss limits for young players. Nordic gaming company PAF has announced a further reduction in the loss limit for players aged 20 to 24 to 8,000 euros. PAF had earlier reduced the mandatory loss limit from 20,000 euros to 10,000 euros for players aged 18 to 24 in 2022. In April 2023, the operator lowered the limit to 17,500 euros for all players. At the same time, it capped the total loss amount for players aged 18 and 19 to 1,800 euros. Illegal online casinos targeting the Philippines on the rise. Globe Telecom Inc. in Philippines has reported a 967% increase in the number of domains blocked for hosting illegal gambling content in the first quarter of the year compared to a year ago. It also represents significant jumps over the past few years. During Q1 of 2024, the company successfully restricted access to 1,345 domains across its network. Starting with 260 sites in January, the number almost quadrupled to 855 in February before slightly decreasing to 230 in March. For a more in-depth look at what is going on in the world of gambling and casinos, be sure to check out the full story articles at CasinoReviews.net.